USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The combined state and federal capital gains tax rate in California would rise from the current 37.1% to 56.7% under President Biden's American Families Plan, according to a new study from the Tax Foundation. As concerns grow regarding the Delta variant spread across the globe, the CDC is reporting drastic increases across the country in the number of people contracting COVID-19. John Brownstein is Chief Innovation Officer at Boston Children's Hospital.
And this model assumes that we're only going to get to 70% of eligible Americans vaccinated by December. So we can change this, right? The model does tell us that if we pick up the pace of vaccination, we can prevent an unnecessary surge. This is especially true, as Janae mentioned, Delta is super transmissible.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The Missouri Attorney General will be suing over mask mandates Monday. USA's Dan Naraki has the story.
Missouri's Attorney General says he will sue the city of St. Louis and St. Louis County for reintroducing a mask mandate for indoor public spaces. Officials announced the reinstatement Friday, citing a spike in the number of COVID cases and hospitalizations from the disease. Attorney General Eric Schmidt said in a tweet that he'd be filing a lawsuit Monday to stop the mandate from going into effect. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Democrat-controlled House of Representatives has approved various spending packages that would effectively tear down a long-standing legislative wall between taxpayer money and abortions. In a series of unprecedented moves, Democrats removed language barring funding for abortions overseas and at home, both of which polling has shown to be unpopular with majorities of the American public. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The California-based U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit on Friday ruled against Governor Gavin Newsom's coronavirus mandates that barred private school children from receiving in-person teaching. Five of the plaintiffs argued that Newsom overstepped his authority in denying private school parents control over their children's education. Police retirements are up and recruits are needed. USA's Tim Berg has more.
Police departments across the nation are grappling with severe underfunding, low morale, and rising retirement as violent crimes continue to surge in U.S. cities nationwide. Departments are now reporting retirements are up 45%. Schools across the country are trying to educate and inspire a new generation of law enforcement officers. Beth Vasquez is a career teacher at the Colorado Destination Career Academy. She says part of the aim of her program is to counter the narrative of defunding the police.
We are preparing our students to go into fields in the criminal justice system, and our students are excited and passionate about it. And I think a big piece of that is opportunities that we provide them with, the work-based learning opportunities. We bring in guest speakers from around the nation, FBI agents, law enforcement officers, judges, to really provide them the realities of the job and the benefits of the job as well.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.